But the friend gets very touchy if you say one word. Lifeboat. Well, that's two words. We were afraid our South African friend might say, "You only love me for my lifeboats." But we like Jeffrey.
It wasn't a life-threatening evening.
Rich people can do something for you even if you're not sure what it is you want them to do.
Hardly a lifeboat evening.
Portentous.
But when he called and asked us to take him for dinner, he made a sudden pattern in life's little tea leaves. Because who wants to go to banks? Jeffrey called and our tempest settled into showers. And life was manageable. What more can you want?
Listen. It always amazes me when New York is so quiet.
Oh, with the kids away, we get used to a lower noise quotient.
Jeffrey, you have to move out of South Africa. You'll be killed. Why do you stay in South Africa?
One has to stay there to educate the black workers, and we'll know we've been successful when they kill us.
Planning the revolution that will destroy you.
Putting your life on the line.
You don't think of it like that. I wish you'd come visit.
But we'd visit you and sit in your gorgeous house, planning trips into the townships, demanding to see the poorest of the poor. Are you sure they're the worst off? I mean, we've come all this way. We don't want to see people just mildly victimized by apartheid. We demand shock. Oh, it doesn't seem right sitting on the east side talking about revolution. No.